This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
Absinthe, often called the green fairy, is a green alcoholic liquor with a very murky past. It was very popular with the Parisian artists, poets and intellectuals of the late 19th century and early 20th century. Absinthe was thought to stimulate the creative juices in a special way that alcohol did not. However, it exacted a hefty price. There was a disease associated with absinthe, which was called absinthism, and which involved terrifying hallucinations, enfeeblement, epileptic attacks, and insanity. At the time, absinthism was blamed on a specific chemical called thujone. This thujone was found in the wormwood herb that was used to make absinthe, and so, by 1915, absinthe had been banned in most of the Western world. But it seems as though thujone was not the culprit. Wormwood is a small shrub belonging to the daisy family. Its essential oil has been used medically for thousands of years, against intestinal worms, for labour pains, and for liver and gallbladder complaints. In medieval times, it was used in alcoholic drinks in the Val de Traverse region of Western Switzerland, and this was where a Major du Bide and his son-in-law, Henri-Louis Pernod, opened the first absinthe distillery in 1797. Absinthe was widely used by French troops in the Algerian conflicts of the 1830s and 1840s as a tonic and an anti-malarial. The troops brought home their love of absinthe. In France, by the 1860s, 5 o'clock in the afternoon was the green hour, where people gathered in bars to drink absinthe. There were various rituals and ceremonies associated with the preparation of the absinthe. Spoons with special slots to allow the absinthe to drain through a sugar cube sitting in the spoon, or the addition of water to the absinthe, which led to a magical clouding of the previously clear drink, and the occasional ignition of the absinthe-soaked sugar cube. But as imbibing absinthe became all the rage with Parisians, absinthism had also become recognised as a medical illness. The consumption of absinthe increased even further in the 1880s and 1890s, and this was due to two factors. First, an imported American bug, the aphid, had attacked the French grapes, destroying many French vineyards, and so the production of wine dropped precipitously. And second, there was a huge increase in the mass production of absinthe, significantly dropping its price. And as a result, the French annual consumption of absinthe increased by 15 times from 1875 to 1913 to some 40 million litres. But the writing was on the wall for absinthe. Thanks to absinthism becoming a major and increasing social problem, it had been banned in Switzerland in 1907. In the USA in 1912, which was 2 years before heroin and cocaine were banned there, and eventually in France in 1915. But now, in the 21st century, absinthe has been unbanned in most of the Western world, providing that the thujone level in the bottle is less than 35 parts per million. So did thujone cause absinthism? Almost certainly not, according to Dr. Dirk W. Lackenmeyer from the Chemical and Veterinary Medicine Investigation Laboratory in Karlsruhe in Germany. First, some varieties of wormwood, for example, from the Spanish Pyrenees, used to make absinthe, have zero levels of thujone. And second, while it is true that concentrated thujone can cause fits, the levels found in the bottles of absinthe were much too low. Dr. Lackenmeyer tested 13 bottles of pre-ban absinthe and found their average level of thujone to be 25 parts per million, with the highest only 48 parts per million. To get the absinthism effect from the Thujone, you would have to drink so many litres of absinthe that its alcohol content would kill you first. No, alcohol caused absinthism. In other words, absinthism was plain old alcoholic poisoning. While whiskey and other spirits rated 40 to 50% alcohol by volume, absinthe was typically 70% and has been measured at 90% alcohol. The demon alcohol by itself could account for all the symptoms of absinthism. Dr. Lackenmeyer writes, and I quote, "Thujone plays none or only a secondary role in the clinical picture of absinthism," unquote. So maybe the worm has turned to wipe the slate clean on wormwood and also dispel the cloudy reputation of absinthe.
What does it mean? Why is it so?